recording? Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. Yasha Koyet, everybody, for coming. It's getting close to Yom Tov. It's not easy to get out. So tonight we're going to finish up this series of the Inyani Brachas. So this topic is specifically Safik Brachas Lahakil. And we know in a general way that we always say Safik Brachas Lahakil, so when in doubt, leave it out. But I wanted to demonstrate the sources, and I wanted to show where this comes from in the Gemara, and not the things that we take for granted are not pashut. In other words, there are disputes along the way, there are different ways of looking at it, and it's not so pashut. The way we come out, the bottom line, we're all familiar with that you don't make the bracha again at the suffix. But let's see what the source of the halacha is and what the different shittas are. So it starts with the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph. It's very interesting because the opening line of the Gemara is something that right away we don't paskin. But we see from the Gemara the direction the Gemara is going. So the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says the following, Safik kara kriya shma, safik loy kara. So imagine if a person has a doubt, did I say the Shema or did I not say the Shema? I don't remember, I'm sitting in shul, maybe I dozed off, maybe I'm wearing my tefillin, or maybe it's Ma'ariv, I dozed off. I don't remember simply if I said the Shema or not. So Rabbi Yehuda paskins, Eino chozer v'korei. You're not obligated to repeat the Shema. Okay? Safik omar emes v'yatsif, safik le omar. But if I have a doubt, if I said the bracha of Shema, the Gemara is referring specifically to the bracha after the Shema, emes v'yatsif, Choyzer v'omar emes v'yatsif, I have to repeat the emes v'yatsif. So this is actually the opposite of what we paskin, but let's first see what Rabbi Yehuda's rationale is. If I have a suffix, if I said the Shema or not, I'm going along in shul, and then all of a sudden I wake up and I say, did I say the Shema? I need not repeat the Shema, according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, if I have a doubt, if I said emes v'yatsif, then the halacha is that I have to repeat, I have to say emes v'yatsif out of doubt. My time. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? So Kriya Shema de Rabbanan. So the Gemara rejects this, but Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. The obligation to say Shema is only the Rabbanan. We know that we always say that v'dibartavam, v'shivtecha v'vesecho, v'lechtecha v'derech, that pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that the pasuk is really referring to learning in general. It's not referring specifically to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is purely the Rabbanan. So we know that safek the Rabbanan l'kula. You don't have to repeat the Shema. Emes v'yatsiv is daraisa, but to say emes v'yatsiv, that's daraisa. Why would emes v'yatsiv be daraisa? Because we know it's a mitzvah daraisa every day and twice a day to mention zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim. So the emes v'yatsiv is daraisa. So what do we see right away from Rabbi Yehuda? That the only reason we repeat emes v'yatsiv is because, in his opinion, it's daraisa. Now, Rabbi Lozer argues, and this is how we paskin, Safek kara kriya shma, safek le kara. If a person is in doubt if he recited the Shema, chozer v'kari kriya shma. He must repeat the Shema, because this is how we paskin, that the kriya shma is deraisa. But by the way, it's not so pashut what part of Shema is deraisa. Some say that it's only the first pasuk Shema Yisrael, some say it's the first parsha, and some say it's both parshas. But the Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Tzitzis, the only reason we say that parsha is in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the last pasuk at the end. But it's a question how much of the Shema is deraisa, but you have to repeat the Shema. Safik hisfalel, safik lo hisfalel. Let's say a person is in doubt if he daven the Shmona Esrei or not, Einu chozer umisfalel, he need not daven again. That's Rabbi Lazar's opinion, and the reason is because tefillah, especially the nusach that we have, is only the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, so the Rambam holds that tefillah is the raisa. We once talked about that, but that's not the nusach that we have. In other words, once a day, as long as you thank Hashem and ask Hashem, you are yotzi the raisa. But the tefillah that we have in the Siddur is purely the Rabbanan. The concept of davening three times a day is only the Rabbanan. So if a person has a suffix, for example, if he said mincha, he wouldn't have to repeat it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ulavai shiyispal adam kol hayom kulo, that Rabbi Yochanan says that halavai, if only we would daven all day long. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that you repeat the Shmona Esrei even misafik. So now, Rabbi Yochanan holds you repeat Shmona Esrei misafik. It's a question in the Rishonim, does he mean something called a nidava, or does he mean that when it comes to Shmona Esrei, there's a a special exception that suffering brachas is l'chumra. There's a dispute in the Rishonim about that. We're actually not going to focus so much on that. So what do we see from the Gemara? We see from the Gemara that if, for example, a person is not sure if he said emes v'yatziv, which is a bracha, he's not sure if he said emes v'yatziv. So it all revolves around whether or not it's deraisa. If you hold it's deraisa, then you have to repeat it. You have to say it again misafik. But if you hold it's only derabanan, then you would not need to repeat it. So here's the Rush, and this is the source. This is the actual source for everything we know about the brachas. The Rush says, and it's there in brachas, mikan posak b'she'iltes derav achoy. So Rav Achoy, one of the ga'onim, he paskins in his sefer referred to as the she'iltes, the kol brachas derabanan. Any bracha derabanan, because we're going to learn this from emes v'yatziv, which is only derabanan. If a person's in doubt if he said it or not, he does not need to repeat it. He doesn't have to say it out of doubt. That's the Rush in the name of the she'iltes. Now I highlighted the words ein tzarech lachzor l'omran. We're going to see what the significance of those words are in a minute. The she'iltes says one need not repeat it. He says you don't have to repeat it. If you have a suffix, if you made it the bracha derabanan, you need not repeat it. Sure.
So there's a difference between Shema, which is a psukim in the Torah, and brachot derabanan. So why are you not allowed to repeat the Shema? Then
that's correct. Excellent. So the question in the Gemara was if you're obligated to repeat. You're actually making a very good point. Are you obligated to repeat because the Shema might be the Rabbanan, it might be the Raisa. If it's the Rabbanan, you're not required to repeat. If it's the Raisa, then you are required to repeat. And that's how we paskin, that it's the Raisa, so you're required to repeat. But you're making a very good point. Your point is going to come up more. When it comes to a bracha, the question is, what does it mean that you're not required to repeat? Now the Rambam also paskins like the Rush and the She'iltes, but the Rambam has a slightly different nusach. He articulates it a bit differently. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachas, Periches, Halacha Yud Beis, so I quoted the Rambam, Kol HaBrachas Ho'elu. Now just for clarity, we're speaking specifically about Birkas HaMitzvahs. We're talking about the bracha one recites before a mitzvah or after a mitzvah, like the emes v'yatziv. That's the example of the Gemara, that the Birkas Kriyas Shema is sort of a bracha of a mitzvah. It's a bracha that surrounds the Shema, the mitzvah of the Shema. So just for clarification, we're speaking specifically about brachas of mitzvahs. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Brachas, Periches Halacha Yud Beis, Kol HaBrachas O'elu. So any of these brachas, he's speaking about the Birkas HaMitzvah, in the Nesapik Loi Behem and Birich Oi Loi Birich, Einu Chozi Umavarech, Loi B'tkila B'loi B'soif, B'tnei Shehem Edivrei Soifrim. So you need not repeat the bracha before or the bracha after. So this halacha is actually referring to a bracha before food and after food. If you have a suffix, you don't have to repeat it. Now, Ayin Od B'Shimon B'Shama Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tazayin B'Sofo. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, this is speaking about a Birkas HaMitzvah. Kol Davar She'yestapik Lecha Im Ta'un Bracha. Anytime you have a doubt, if you need a bracha. Now, it's interesting, the case. The Gemara talks about an animal that we're not sure if the animal is classified as a chaya or a behema. It's called a koi. Some people pronounce it koi. It's spelled chaf vav yud. So some people pronounce it koi as if it would be K-O-Y in English. Some people pronounce it kvi. There's a question how to pronounce it. But this animal is a suffix chaya, suffix behema. So it requires shchita if I want to eat it. It's a kosher animal. Since it's a suffix, if it's a chaya or a behema, the halacha is that when you shech it, you have to cover the blood, right? If it's a behema, you don't have to cover the blood. If it's a chaya, you have to cover the blood. Safik deraisa l'chumra, so we perform kisi hadam on the blood. So the question would be, do I have to recite a bracha over the mitzvah of kisi hadam if I have a safik, if I have to do the mitzvah in the first place? I'm only performing the mitzvah out of safik. Another example that the Rambam discusses there is an androgynous. So an androgynous is a person that has both the organs of both genders, of a zachar and a nekeva. So it's a suffix in the Gemara if he's classified as a zachar or a nekeva. So again, you have to perform the bris milah on the male organ. The question is, do I recite the bracha over a bris milah? I'm performing the mitzvah out of doubt. Do I recite a bracha? So says the Rambam, anytime you have a suffix, im toten bracha im lav, osin oso below bracha. We perform the mitzvah without a bracha. And now the Rambam concludes, and I highlighted this, Ula oilam yizoyer adam bebracha she'eno tzricha. A person has to be very careful not to recite an unnecessary bracha, as if to give a reason why you don't make the bracha when it's a suffix. So we have the Rambam and the Rush. They both paskin based on the Gemara in Brachas that if a person has a suffix, if he recited Emes V'Yatziv, so since we paskin, it's only the Rabbanan, so you don't repeat the bracha. The She'iltasiz Lashon was Ein Tzarech La'om. You don't have to go back and say. The Rambam says, anytime you have a doubt, you don't repeat the bracha, and he concludes that one has to be very careful not to recite an unnecessary bracha.
Well, so it's one thing to say Brachas, Brachas the Rabbanan.
Safik bracha l'chakel l'kula. Safik rabbanan l'kula.
L'kula. It's another thing with Zar.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to point out. It's a stronger lashon. Now the Beis Yosef in Orach Chaim, Soif Simen Samach Zayin, that's Birkas Kriyashma, he says like this, V'tayma, why is it, so based on the Gemara, that if a person has a doubt about Emes V'Yatziv, he need not repeat it, why is it? Why are we makel when it comes to suffix brachas? Why don't we make the bracha again? So the Beis Yosef says two reasons. Number one, Mishum Dehavi Sfeikat Derabbanan Ulekula, because we have a principle that any Derabbanan, suffix Derabbanan Ulekula. If I have a suffix, if I heard the Megillah or not, I can be makel. If I have a suffix, if some other mitzvah Derabbanan, if I have a suffix, if I wash my hands before bread, I can be makel because suffix Derabbanan Ulekula. So brachas are no different. They're Derabbanan. Suffix Derabbanan Ulekula. And this is a quote from the Beis Yosef. B'chein kasav ha-Rush, and the Rush says the same thing. That's what we just quoted, the Rush in Ois Beis. Says the Rush, Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Safik Kore Kriyashma, Safik Leikara. This is what we learned. Einu choyze v'koyre mishim the Kriyashma the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that the Shema, the whole Shema is only the Rabbanan, so you need not repeat it misafik. And he quotes the Rush, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rush that we learned. Mikan pasak ha-she'iltis, the kol brachas the Rabbanan, in misafkele i'arman, ein tzarech lachzor. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Rush that if it, because it's only the Rabbanan, suffix the Rabbanan Lekula, you need not repeat it. Just one more moment. And he quote cites the Beis Yosef, Beharabenu Manoach Kosav Otam. Rabbeinu Manoach says another reason not to repeat the bracha. Because the pasuk says loisisa, the Gemara in Tura learns from loisisa, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. You can't say Hashem's name for no reason. So says the Rabbeinu Manoach, that's another reason not to say a bracha out of doubt. Because einachinami, it's true that you want to be machmir, you want to get the extra credit of saying the bracha even if you don't have to. But what about the downside, the lav of loisisa? You'll be over loisisa. So there are two reasons, the Beis Yosef says, not to make the bracha out of doubt. Number one, you're not required to, because safik derabbanan lekula. Most of the time, the brachas are only derabbanan, so safik derabbanan lekula. When it comes to benching, if a person ate kadei sviya, a person ate, and he ate to satiation, so he's chayiv to bench midaraisa, then the halacha actually is you have to repeat the benching, because it's a deraisa, safik deraisa lechumra. But most of the time, brachas are only derabbanan, so says the Beis Yosef, based on the Rush, Safek Derabbanan Lekula. That's one reason to not repeat the bracha. Then the Beis Yosef cites the Rabbeinu Manoach that there's an Isser too because there's a downside. You can't be Machmir. There's a downside because you're being over Loisisa. So what about the Lav of Loisisa, which is Lechumra? So better not to recite the bracha because of the downside of possibly being violating the Aveir of Loisisa. Yeah.
Do we know what Rambam holds as far as Shema, if it's Deoraita or Deoraita?
Yeah, so everyone passes Shema as Deoraita.
Deoraita?
Yeah, yeah.
So if it doesn't say
so Shema, you have to repeat. So Shema, you have to repeat. Absolutely, yeah.
So it's okay.
So Shema, that's the Shema. But the brachas, if you have a doubt, if you said the brachas, Emes V'Yatziv is only the Rabbanan. So if Emes V'Yatziv is only the Rabbanan, if a person knows that he recited the Shema, but he's a suffix if he said Emes V'Yatziv, he does not repeat.
But if I'm not mistaken, Rambam writes Kol Shalom Amid Yatziv.
Very good. So hold on, we're going to get there in a second. Now, so in item Hey. So we really touched on this. Am I allowed? And this is a big question in the Pesukim. Am I allowed to make the bracha anyway? Safik brachas lahakal. I don't have to repeat the bracha, but am I allowed to repeat the bracha if I want to? So this is what I highlighted before. The lashon arush b'shem she'iltis huva. So the she'iltis, the rush brings the lashon of the she'iltis. Ein tzarech lachzer. You need not repeat. That's mashma that if you want to, you're allowed to. But the Rambam says einu chozer umevarech. But the Rambam says, do not make the bracha again. The Rambam is mashma that it's usher to repeat, right? So if we would ask the question, anytime safek brachas are lekula, is it a leniency that you don't have to repeat the bracha, because since it's only the Rabbanan, it's a leniency that you don't have to repeat it? Or are you not allowed to repeat it, right? That's the question. Is it a leniency, but if I want to, I may? Or is it a chumrah, or is it an iser that you're not allowed to? Now, this should be obvious. So in item Vav, it should really depend on the two reasons given by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said two reasons. One reason was because it's the old rule of Safek Bracha, Safek Derabanan Lekula. That's one reason why you don't repeat the Bracha. The second reason not to repeat the Bracha, he brings from Rabbeinu Manoach, is because you're at risk of violating Masisa. So whether or not I'm allowed to repeat the Bracha will clearly depend on these two reasons of the Beis Yosef, item Vav. According to the reason Safek Derabanan Lekula, so anytime you have a doubt, if you want to, you could. If I have a Safek, if I heard the Megillah. So technically it's only the Rabbanan, Safek the Rabbanan Lekula. But what if I feel bad going through the whole Purim, might have missing the Megillah? So of course, if I want to read the Megillah again, nothing's stopping me from reading the Megillah again. Or like you said before, by Shema, you brought this point before. Let's say according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that the whole Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. So when Rabbi Yehuda says you need not repeat it, clearly he means you don't have to repeat it. But there's no downside repeating it, because you're just saying over Pesukim, like you said. So even if the Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan, there's nothing wrong with repeating. Because you're not being over anything, you're just saying over psukim. So if the reason not to repeat the bracha is simply safik derabanan lahakel, because since it's only derabanan, you can be lenient. So if I want to say it again, I should be allowed to. But if you hold the reason is like Rabbeinu Manoach, that the Beis Yosef brings, that there's a downside because of Laisisa, you're at risk of violating Laisisa, you can't say Hashem's name for no reason. So then it would be usher to be machmir. You would not be allowed to say the bracha because perhaps I'm violating Loisisa, I might be over Loisisa. That would be the tooth stub. Now, let's go a little bit further in item Zion. Let's go a little bit further.
If the Rabbanu were so worried about Loisisa, why did he use the Shem Hashem to bracha together? Could I bracha without the Shem Hashem?
I was actually wondering about that. I was wondering about
there
that.
There's a concept without Sheva Machlis, it's not considered
so,
a bracha.
But that will be part of the question. Like, if you can't say Hashem's name in vain, so how are we allowed to, how can we create that halacha itself? Right? How are we allowed to say Hashem's name if you're not allowed to say Hashem's name? Right?
Yeah.
So,
in vain, right.
So, Rav Moshe, I was wondering the same thing. So, we have to say, like Ezra said, we have to say that the Chachamim are authorized, right, to establish what's considered in vain and what's not. Now, we had before that there's a svara that you should make a Birkas Hanenin. It's a svara. Or the Chachamim feel, we learn it from Birkas Hator, we have a svara that you should make a bracha before you perform a mitzvah. So since there's a svara that you should, right, so the Chachamim are authorized to actually establish a bracha, and it's not considered a bracha levatala, it's not considered in vain, because the Chachamim feel that that's a justifiable reason to mention Hashem's name. You can't go around saying Hashem's name for no reason, but this is a valid reason, because the Chachamim are the ones who establish when it's kedai, when we can justify saying Hashem's name. You can't go and saying it on your own. But if Chachamim say that this is a valid reason to say Hashem's name, then the Chachamim authorized it. We could. Davening, we daven, they made 18 brachas, 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. However, if I have a suffix now, the question is, am I allowed to voluntarily be machmir and say the bracha over again? I'm at risk of repeating the bracha for no reason. That's going to be the shayla. Am I allowed to because of Lasisa? Now, this might be a point that you were touching on before. The Chaye Yodam, in his sefer Nishmas Adam, so the Chaye Yodam wrote a halacha sefer, and on the bottom there's like notes. It's sort of like the Mishnah Berurah, the actual Mishnah Berurah, and then you have the Bir Halacha. So he has extensive notes on the bottom, which he refers to as the Nishmas Adam. So in Hilchas Brachas and Tefilas Klal Hey Ois Aleph, so I quoted here from the Nishmas Adam. So it's the bottom of the page of the Chaye Yodam in Hilchas Brachas and Tefilas Klal Hey. Das Toisvis in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amun Aleph in Yonah de Yoimah. So Toisvis's opinion on Daf Lamed Gimel Amun Aleph in Meseches Rosh Hashanah is that a bracha levatala will only be a violation mid the Rabbanan. In other words, Loisisa, and this talks to what you were saying also, Rav Moshe. Loisisa, the Avera of not saying Hashem's name in vain, is when you're not saying Hashem's name in the form of a bracha. But if I'm reciting a bracha, let's say I would get up out of nowhere and say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nieh B'dvaro, out of nowhere. I just make a bracha out of nowhere, or I make a bracha, Borei Minei Mizonos, out of nowhere. According to Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, you did not violate Losisa Midoraisa. Because since you said Hashem's name in the form of a blessing, so even though I'm not eating, or let's say I say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Kedishanu B'mitzvosav Etzivanu L'haniyah Tefillin, you commanded us to wear tefillin. I'm saying the bracha right now. I'm not putting on tefillin. According to Tosfos, I did not violate Loisisa Midoraisa because you didn't make a bracha in vain. You were blessing Hashem. You were thanking Hashem for the mitzvah of tefillin. But who says you have to put the tefillin on now? Right? I'm just in general thanking Hashem for the fact that He gave us the mitzvah of tefillin, or the fact that He created everything. Shakol Nieved Dvaro. So, according to Tosfos, you're not over Loisisa Midoraisa as long as it was in the form of a bracha, because you were blessing Hashem. You were giving Hashem a bracha. You were reciting a bracha over Hashem's name. However, it's only Aser Durabbanan. So Tosfos says that when the Gemara says, and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara says that when you say a bracha levatala, you're over Loisisa, it's an asmachta. It's just based on the pasuk, but it's not a real d'oraisa. The prohibition of saying a bracha levatala is only an iser d'rabbanan. It's not an iser d'oraisa. So let's read it inside. This is a quote from the Nishmas Olam. Afogav de nafka mikro es Hashem Elokecha tira. Even though the pasuk says that one should fear Hashem, and the Gemara in Tmura says that that's one of the sources that you cannot say Hashem's name in vain.
Right.
So says the Nishmas Olam in the name of Tosfos, dafka below bracha. That's only if it's not in the form of a bracha. You just say Hashem's name for no reason. That's an iser d'oraisa. You're over leisisa. You're over the iser of Hashem Elokecha tira. But if you say Hashem's name in the form of a bracha, even an unnecessary bracha, mevorech bracha levatala, kiven sho'imra al kolpanim bederech bracha, since at the end of the day it was a blessing, it wasn't just for no reason, mutter min ha-Torah, it's mutter midoraisa, it's aser d'rabbanan, but it's mutter min ha-Torah. Lochein, so this is the Nishmas Adam, he wants to posit, the Nishmas Adam wants to say, b'safik im birech, if a person has a doubt if he already made the bracha, so yesh loimar mutter levar, if the whole iser of saying Hashem's name in vain is an iser d'rabbanan, so that would possibly follow that if you want to recite the bracha because I'm afraid that I might not have made the bracha, so I have a justifiable reason to make the bracha, I should be allowed to repeat the bracha again. So it might, the two reasons of the Beis Yosef might directly depend on how severe is it to make a bracha levatala. If you hold that a bracha levatala is only an iser d'rabbanan, so then it could follow that the only reason we don't do it again misafik is because safik d'rabbanan lakula. But if you want to be machmir, right, you're not making the bracha for no reason, you're making the bracha because you're afraid that you forgot the bracha, so then perhaps it would justify making the bracha and you'd be allowed to be machmir. However, the Rambam's opinion is that a bracha levatala is aser d'oraisa. If a person makes an unnecessary bracha, he recites an unnecessary bracha, he's over loisisa midoraisa. Look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, Kol ha-mevorech bracha she'eno tzricha, anyone who recites an unnecessary bracha, look at these shtarka l'shoynes. Harei ze noise shem shamayim l'shav. He said Hashem's name in vain. Harei hu kenishba l'shav. It's as if he swore falsely. The Rambam uses a very strong expression. The Rambam is clearly mashma that a suffix, that a bracha levatala is an isir d'oraisa, right? So imkein yesh loymar d'asir lachzer u'levorech misafik because of the chshash of loisisa. So let's recap over here. So we know the halacha is that safek bracha lakula, that we don't recite the bracha again. That's a gemara in brachas and daf chaf aleph. The Beis Yosef says that there are two reasons not to recite the bracha. One reason not to recite the bracha is because safek d'rabbanan lakula. The second reason is because of the chaimer of loisisa. The lashon of the Rush is he brings a shit ain't sarach. You need not repeat it, implying that if you want to, you can. The Rambam says. The Rambam says, don't make the bracha. And if you remember, so someone pointed this out, the Rambam said, I quoted it over here at the end of Gimel, I highlighted it, if you're misupik, if you made the bracha or not, oisin b'loy bracha, perform the mitzvah without a bracha, ula oilam yizoyer adam b'bracha sheinu tzricha. You have to be careful to avoid a bracha sheinu tzricha. So the Rambam's l'shoynis are mashma, that you should not repeat the bracha, better not to make the bracha at all. The Rosh is mashma, you don't have to. The Rambam is mashma, you shouldn't. So it should depend on the two reasons of the Beis Yosef. If the reason is because merely Safek Derabanan Lekula, so if I want to be machmer, I can. But if the reason is because of the Chaymer of Leisisa, then you should not. You definitely should not. And that, Shaila, might depend on how severe is Leisisa. If Leisisa, when it comes to a bracha, is only an Issa Derabanan, then maybe you'd be justified to make the bracha misafik. Maybe the reason not to do it is simply Safek Derabanan Lekula. But if the reason, but if a bracha, Levakala, a bracha She'enu Tzricha, is being over Leisisa Midoy Raisa, which the Rambam actually holds, that might explain why the Rambam says that you're absolutely forbidden to make a bracha misafik.
How could Leisisa not be anything other than a Deraisa?
The Pasuk says Leisisa. So the question is, don't say Hashem's name in vain. Or as Hashem Elokecha Tira, fear Hashem.
That's only
if you stam, or stam if you say Hashem's name in vain. But if it's in the form of a bracha, even if I'm not eating, Shakol Niyeh B'dvaro, what are you doing making a bracha shakol? You're not eating. So but I'm still praising Hashem.
Right. So I wanted to ask together the Rambam, and he says, Bracha Shein Tzricha. Well, Mashal, if you come to a Kiddush, or you come to a Suda, you can't stop yourself, you make a shahako on something, and all you have to do is wait 5 minutes and make a hamotzi,
right,
and you'll be able to have that. Is that a bracha?
So there are two expressions. It's very good that you're bringing this up. Mm-hmm. There's something called a bracha levatala. A bracha levatala means a bracha in vain, a bracha for no reason, right? Bracha she'eno tzricha means that it was for a reason, but it was unnecessary because it could have been avoided, right? Mm-hmm. So exactly. So let's say I just make a bracha out of the blue. That's a bracha levatala. Let's say exactly your example, that I'm supposed to make hamotzi and pater something, but I deliberately switch the order and make an extra bracha that I would not have had to have made. That's a bracha she'eino tzricha. You can't say it was in vain because I wanted to eat the shahakol, so I made a bracha. You can't say that I said it in vain, but it was unnecessary because you should have made a mosi first and patered whatever was going
to
be teich
l'suda. That's called the bracha. Washed, no?
So, right. But let's, of course, yeah, of course, but let's say I know that I was going to wash, right? So, but I, like Ezra's saying, I can't hold myself back. The violation would be called the bracha she'eino tzricha. It's not as severe as a bracha levatala, but it's still the wrong thing to do.
Now, it sounds to me, according to Rambam, that if a person has kiddush and shul, that he goes home and makes kiddush again, assuming that everyone was already yotze kiddush, that would be she'eino tzricha. But some people are not
going
to do that.
So very good. Yeah. So let's say Shabbos morning is not a problem because all you're doing is making a Borei Pri HaGafen. It's a Birkas HaNenet, right? And you're drinking wine anyway, right? So there's no downside in making Borei Pri HaGafen again. There's no downside. So then you'd certainly be allowed to do that again.
It also packs all the drinks and the meals.
So Chai Yadam is not, if you disagree with all of them?
No, the Chai Yadam is simply summarizing that if you hold that Loisisa, when a person makes a bracha in vain, that it's a violation of Loisisa Midoraisa, then you're not allowed to make the bracha again. If you hold that it's only the Rabbanan, then Yesh Loimar, it's possible to say that you'd be allowed to make the bracha again. So that would explain the Lashon of the She'iltis and the Rush, that you don't have to repeat it, implying that if you would want to, you could. Because the Rush's opinion is that Loisisa is only in Issa Rabbanan when it comes to a bracha.
What about all the brachas Srichas Kavanah?
So you'll have kavanah. So you'll have kavanah.
No, you just said you made a bracha. Shaka only have kavanah.
So let's say I knew I was going to wash and eat a mitzvah.
No, I'm talking about you're outside.
So I have kavanah. Shaka only have kavanah. I'm so inspired. You're not allowed to do that, but it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan according to Tosfos. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa because you mentioned Hashem's name in the context of a bracha. So it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. We know you can't just make brachas left and right, but it, according to the Tosfos and the Rush, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. According to the Rambam, it would be an Issa D'Oraisa. If you recite a bracha in the wrong when you're not supposed to, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. But according to Tosfos and the Rush, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So that could explain whether or not I'm allowed to make the bracha again, misafik. Can I opt to be machmer and make the bracha misafik? If the downside is an Issa D'Oraisa, then you can't, obviously. But if the downside is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, then maybe one could argue, arguably, it's not levatala because I'm doing it because I want to be machmer. Now,
is there a difference between Nenin and Birchas Mitzvah?
There is. There's a machlekes rishonim if Safek Brachas Lahakel applies to Birkas HaNenin. So I was mocking before that this discussion is referring to Birkas HaMitzvah because Birkas HaNenin is a machlekes rishonim. Now, at the end of item Zion, so I wrote Yesh Lit Zion, so I just wanted to highlight, I wanted to make the point that, let me ask you a question. If, according to the Rambam, there's a real downside, that it might be an Issur D'oraisa to say a bracha in vain, so why do we say that if I'm not sure if I benched? Now, benching, Birkas HaMazon, is for sure D'oraisa. So why do we say to repeat the benching? What about the risk of being over Leisisa? If, according to the Rambam, it's an Issur D'oraisa to say an unnecessary bracha, why do we paskin Safek benching, Safek D'oraisa L'chumra? What about the D'oraisa of Leisisa? This is a fascinating concept. So the Prima Gadim says, because you don't factor in, am I going to be overloy sisa or not? Because if the rule is safek doraisa lechumra, right? So that means that I'm obligated to bench again. Then it's certainly not levatala. Levatala means that you're doing it unnecessarily. But if you can't use leisisa, you can't factor in the leisisa. Whether or not I'm saying Hashem's name in vain or not will be a consequence of the psak. So if the halacha is that I'm supposed to bench again, then it's not in vain. This whole discussion is on a bracha derabanan, because a bracha derabanan, safek derabanan lekula, you're not obligated to repeat the bracha. So if I'm not obligated to repeat the bracha, the question is, am I allowed to? Now already we factor in, but now you're risking a bracha of atala, you're being oimel esisa. Because I'm not, if it's only derabanan, that means that you're not required to make the bracha again, then you might be oimel esisa midaraisa. But if Safek D'oraisa L'chumra says that you're required to make the bracha again, then naturally it's not going to be levatala because you have to make it again. But when it comes to a bracha D'rabanan, you certainly don't have to make it again. The question is, are you allowed to? I want to do it again. So if it's only an Issur D'rabanan, perhaps it would be justifiable to do it. But if it's an Issur D'oraisa to make a bracha in vain, then how can you say you want to if you're at risk? I'm not obligated to. Everybody agrees I'm not obligated to. So I'm at risk of being over L'sisa. You hear that, Philip? But if it's a suffix deraisa, I'm obligated to repeat the bracha. So you can't argue that it's a bracha in vain if I'm obligated to.
So benching, he will repeat only the three brachas.
So benching, right? So that the minhag is that you repeat everything because it's part of the benching. We're going to soon see the idea like that also. Now, so that's what's the end of Ches. Now, in item Ches, so we pose a question here. We touched on this before, one of the Lashonis of the Rambam. Let's say a person has a doubt if he performed the mitzvah. So until now, we were talking about that he certainly recited the Shema, and the question is, did I say Emes V'Yatziv? So we paskin that the Shema is deraisa, so that you would have to repeat out of doubt. But let's say I know that I said the Shema. My suffix is if I said Emes V'Yatziv, the Birkas Kriya Shema. So the halacha is the Birkas Kriya Shema are only derabanan. So the halacha is you're not required to repeat, and then we discussed whether you're allowed to or not. That's the shaila. What if I have a suffix if I perform the mitzvah? So I have to perform the mitzvah again. A mitzvah deraisa. Let's say, for example, the first day of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah deraisa to shake lula. Let's say Rosh Hashanah is coming up, there's a mitzvah deraisa, that's the first day for sure, to blow shofar. Let's say I have a suffix if I heard the shofar, right? So what? To hear the shofar, very good. So I have a suffix if I heard the shofar. So the nusach habracha is l'shmoya kol shofar, right? So the bracha is right. The mitzvah is the shmiya. So let's say I have a suffix if I heard shofar or not. So I have to repeat, I have to hear the shofar again. Do I recite a bracha? So until now we were discussing if you have a suffix if you made the bracha. Now we're discussing if I have a suffix if I perform the mitzvah, so I have to repeat the mitzvah for sure because it's deraisa. Do I recite a bracha? So now, it's fascinating. Again, this has a source. We're not just making up svaras, this has a source. So we know the halacha of demai. So demai is an Aramaic word. Demai is referring to produce that I bought from an Am Ha'aretz. The word demai is a contraction, da-mai. What is the status? What is it? What is the status of this produce? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sota that Yochanan Kohen Gadol began to notice that the Amoratzim, right, were not separating Trumas and they weren't separating Maisris. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a takana that whenever you purchase produce from an Am Ha'aretz, someone who's not careful with Maisris, no matter what, right, no matter what, you have to read Maisri, you have to retithe the produce. So the Gemara discusses, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Gimel actually discusses why do we not recite a bracha why don't we make a bracha when we separate the demai? The Chachamim are telling us to do this. We do make a bracha. We recite a bracha over a mitzvah derabanan. Chanukah, it's only derabanan. We recite a bracha, lahavdik ner shel Chanukah. So why didn't the Chachamim institute a bracha when we re-meiser the demai? Very good. So Rava says, exactly, Rav Moshe, you're right. So Rava comes along and says, because Roiv Amaratzim are Ma'asr. The majority, it's a Miyat. The majority of Amaratzim take Ma'asr. Right? So let's, what can we be Medayik from the Gemara? We can be Medayik, most take Meiser. So says Rava, you know why we don't make a bracha on Demai? You know why they weren't Masaka, they didn't institute a bracha over Demai? Because the majority of Amaratzim took Meiser. So it's only a Chumrah. So we don't recite the bracha because it's only a Chumrah. But Rav Moshe, let's make a Diyak in the Gemara, and the Ritva makes this Diyak. Had it been a 50-50 Suffolk, we would have recited a bracha, right? Because the Gemara says the only reason why we don't recite a bracha when we're mafresh demai is because of what you said, rov amaratzim, amasrim, because it's not really a suffix. The majority of the amaratzim do take maaser. It's only a chumrah to repeat the maaser. That's why we don't make a bracha. Mashma, that had it been an emes a suffix, 50-50, we would recite a bracha. So the Ritva brings a shita that whenever you're performing a mitzvah misuffix, whenever you're obligated to do the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. It's mamish coming from the Gemara, because the Gemara really asks this question, why don't we misaken a bracha over demai, over retithing the produce? Says the Gemara, like you said, because it's not really a suffix. Chances are they did take the maaser, roiv amaratzim or ma'asr. That's why we don't recite a bracha, because it's merely a chumrah. Mashma, that had it been a real suffix, we would have recited a bracha, right? 50-50, we would have recited a bracha. So the Ritva brings a shita from the Ga'inim, that whenever you're performing a mitzvah, misafik, because you're obligated to perform the mitzvah, then you would recite a bracha even though it's only a suffik. So according to this opinion, if I have a suffik, let's go back to our example. Let's say we have a koi, an animal that I'm not sure if it's a chaya or behema, so I have to perform kisui hadam misafik that it might be a chaya. So according to this shita and according to the diak of the Gemara, it's a 50-50. I would make a bracha, because once I'm performing the mitzvah suffik deraisa l'chumra, it's as if I'm obligated to do the mitzvah, so you recite a bracha also. It's not a bracha l'batala, because you're performing the mitzvah because of suffik deraisa l'chumra. That's what some say. Tefillin shel rosh, so it's a machlekes rishonim if you make a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Rashi and Rabbeinu
Tam.
So it's a machlekes
rashi. The same type of misafik.
Yeah, so it's a machlekes shulchan aruch. That's why we say baruch shem
kvod.
It's unusual. You see, normally if you have a suffik, if you make a bracha, right, it's a machlekes mechaber in the Ramah. Right. So if you have machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, now if you have a suffik to make a bracha, so we paskin not to repeat the bracha. You can't make the bracha and say baruch shem, right? So what's going on by the tefillin? So the mafarshim explained, because meikar hadin the Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah, that we do recite the bracha, but sort of in deference to the other sheet that we say baruch shem, right? Do you recite a bracha on the shel rosh?
No.
So we do, but only because we paskin that you're supposed to. But in deference to you, we say baruch shem, right? But it's not really. We don't hold it to bracha. If it would be a real suffix to us, we wouldn't have recited the bracha. It's not a solution to make the bracha and say baruch shem. It's only because meikra did we make the bracha.
So you consider bracha even as a baruch shem?
It mitigates it, but you're not supposed to do that with. The only reason why we do is because we paskin me'ikra din that we do make a bracha. So everyone hears this idea from the Gemara and Shabbos that the Gemara and Shabbos serves as a source that whenever you're supposed to do the mitzvah misafik, you should recite a bracha, because the only reason we don't recite a bracha over demai, hafrashas demai, is because roiv amaratzim amasrim. It's only a chumrah. But had it been a real suffik, the diak is that we would have. That's one opinion, and that's actually the shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, that whenever you're performing a mitzvah because of suffik, the Raisa l'chumrah, you would recite a bracha. However, other Rishonim say that you can't bring a raya from that Gemara in Shabbos. Why? Because, as we mentioned before, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he noticed that people were not taking Meiser, the Amaratzim were not taking Meiser, so he made a takana that no matter what, you should be mafresh the Meiser. Right, so it's takana derabanan. We're not doing it every time. It's not as if like every person is doing it. I think he didn't take ma'aser, so I'm going to take ma'aser again. It's not the normal case of suffik deraisa l'chumrah. It became now a blanket rule across the board that you take ma'aser. So says the Ritva, that's why the Gemara holds that you should make a bracha. Had it not been for the fact that Rov, that it's a Chumrah, that's why we would have made a bracha. Because it's not just a suffix, it's a takana that no matter what, you should be remafresh the meiser of the demai. That's why the Gemara held that you should make a bracha. Not because you make a bracha on any suffix. It's because it became a takana to make the bracha. And both of these opinions are brought in the Rishayim. Now, the Rabbeinu Yoina holds, like the first pshat, that whenever you have a suffix and you're performing the mitzvah out of doubt, out of suffix derais l'chumah, you should recite a bracha. But the other Rishonim, and that's how we paskin, it was only that demai was an exception because it was a takana. That's why you're making a bracha. But in a normal suffix, you just have an isolated suffix and you're repeating the bracha, you're repeating the mitzvah out of suffix. I don't remember if I took lulav or not. So it's my own personal problem. I'm reshaking the lulav because I have a suffix. So then you would not make a bracha. Now, there's a stira in Yud. There's a stira in the Rambam. Rav Gidon, I think you mentioned this before. By Kriya Shema, the Rambam paskins that if I have a suffix, if I recited the Shema or not, so I should repeat the Shema with the brachas, right? Bishlei Musa. I repeat it Bishlei Musa, right? I repeat the Shema with the brachas. Okay, so that would be mashma that the Rambam holds, like the first opinion of the Ritva, that whenever you're repeating the mitzvah misafik, you recite the bracha. However, we quoted the Rambam earlier, the Rambam brought in an item gimel, that whenever you have a suffik, if you're doing a mitzvah, we mentioned androgynous or a koi, the halacha is you do the mitzvah without the bracha. So what's going on? It's a stira. If I have a suffik, if I have to do the mitzvah, I do the mitzvah, do I make a bracha or not? By Kriya Shema, he says you do, and by other mitzvahs he says you don't. So the Pri Chadash asks this kasha, and the Pri Chadash says a gevaldige chiluk. He says it depends on the suffik. If it's a suffik in the Iker mitzvah, that's why those examples of koi or androgynous were very important. It's a suffik in the Iker mitzvah. Does this baby require a bris milah? Or does this animal require kisi adam? There's no chazaka. There's no status quo. It's a 50-50 suffik with no history. There's no chazaka. Then the halacha is that you do the mitzvah without making a bracha. But because it's a suffik. But when it comes to the other examples, Kriya Shema, where there was a chazaka, the person was definitely chayiv Kriya Shema. It was a chiyav on the gavra. The person definitely was chayiv to say Kriya Shema. Now he has a doubt if he fulfilled the mitzvah, but the status quo was that he's obligated in the mitzvah. It's not like kisi adam, where we don't know if this animal from the very beginning is a koi, is a chayiv or a behemoth. Over here, he knows, when I woke up this morning, I know that I'm chayiv to say Shema. Now I have a doubt if I fulfilled the mitzvah. I have a chazaka that I'm chayiv to do the mitzvah, then the Rambam would say to make the bracha. So in Hilchas Kriya Shema, he's talking about a personal doubt where the suffix is not in the mitzvah, the suffix is in the kiyuv, in the gavra. I certainly am chayiv, it's a suffix in the kiyuv. Did I fulfill my chayiv? Then the Rambam would say, do the mitzvah again with a bracha, because you have a chazaka. But in the case of the koi or the androgynous, where it's a suffik in the ikar mitzvah, in the chefza, if it's obligated in the first place, then the halacha is do the mitzvah without the bracha. That is the prichadish's reason. So going back to our example, let's say I have a suffik if I heard the Megillah, so you do it again, that's only the rabbanan. Let's say I have a suffik on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. If I heard the shofar, I would do it again with a bracha, according to this, because I have a chazaka. However, the Rashba in the Kshuva, I think we learned this together, the Rashba in the Kshuva in Simen Shin Chaf writes that no, whenever you have a suffik on the mitzvah, even if you had a chazaka, you would not recite the bracha again. Because we don't go basur chazaka when it comes to brachas because of the chaymer of lesisa, right? So we're very machmir. That even if there's a chazaka that you're chayef, if it's not a vadai, don't make a bracha, probably because of the beinu manoyach, that it's a suffik lesisa. The reason why the Rambam says to say the brachas of the Kriya Shema is because that was the takana. The takana was that the brachas of the Kriya Shema, they complement the Shema, right? They're part and parcel of the Shema. So if you have a suffix, if you have to say the Shema, then you repeat the Shema, you also recite the brachas. It's an exception. Yeah. Normally, if you're doing a mitzvah, misafik, you don't recite the bracha, because the Birkas HaMitzvah is a separate item. You have the mitzvah and the Birkas HaMitzvah. Kriya Shema, the Birkas Kriya Shema were built in, they're part of the Kriya Shema. And therefore, whenever you have a suffix to do the Shema, to repeat the Shema, you automatically repeat the brachas. Now, if I would know that I said the bracha, then you don't say the bracha. Or if you know you said the Shema, and again, it's only a suffix on the bracha, you don't repeat the bracha. But if I have a suffix on the mitzvah, and then once you're repeating the Shema, you automatically repeat the Birkas Kriya Shema, because they're considered part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shema. And the Rashba brings a raya, we mentioned this before, that some shittas hold, only the first paragraph is the raisa, the second paragraph of Shema is not the raisa. But the halacha nevertheless is that if you have a suffix, you repeat all three parshias. So you see that once they made a takana, that is the mitzvah of Shema, so you do the whole thing, so too the same thing would apply, that you repeat the entire, all the brachas also. That's what I was arguing with Atovia Meitiv, it would be a similar idea, that Atovia Meitiv is considered part of the benching, so once you're repeating the benching, you would repeat the Atovia Meitiv also.
Yeah, I understand why Rambam...